Torah Or, Tetzaveh, 162. Okay. The Alter Rebbe is explaining that in order to bring Alukuz down, you need what's called Sheshvina de Malka, which is Aaron HaKohen. And not only that, but the Tainug of Gan Eden, he's speaking a lot about the pleasure of Gan Eden, that it's so great, it's worth all the punishments of Gehenna, just to come to the Ratzon Elyon of the enjoyment of Gan Eden. And that is caused only through Simcha, because Simcha breaks all the barriers. Okay, so he says,
and this 60 days is full of Simcha.
Yeah. Okay, we'll start like 10 lines in the top of the page of 162. So he said, concerning this level, he says, even though generally in Gan Eden, there's two levels, higher Gan Eden, lower Gan Eden, but really there's many more levels of Gan Eden, like it says, thank you, like it says, Ein lo ha-menucha. Valzen, this is what the Patsik says, we say in davening every day, Kichol b'shamayim v'oretz. First we say, Locha Hashem, Agdula, Gvoret, all the spheres, and then we say, Kichol b'shamayim v'oretz. Simply means everything's in heaven and earth. But in the Targum it says, the Achid Shmaya v'ada. What does it mean, Kichol b'shamayim v'oretz? The level of Kol is what unites heaven and earth, which is the level of Yesod, by the way. Which is the level mentioned in Sfarim, Sheyesh Amud beGan Eden. There's a column in Gan Eden, Shebeilim Gan Elyon, Gan Lagedna and Atachten. He says, you go up. How do you go up? You need a road. So there's a road from the lower Gan Eden to the higher Gan Eden. It's called the Amud, the pillar, that it unites Gan Eden Elyon, Gan Eden Atachten. It's like the Gemara says that every tzaddik in Gan Eden gets burnt from his friend's place in Gan Eden. I mean, every tzaddik has a different level based on their avodah in this world. So that's what they get in Gan Eden. So every tzaddik has amudim liyeshlo chol echad kafim madrigasay. Every tzaddik has his own amud, his own path. Level after level, can you nun elef yevlis? Like it says in Kabbalah about the 50,000 yevlis, shakol b'chinas aliyas. I remember when the Rebbe went to be Menachem of Old Rashag, when he was sitting Shiva to his brother-in-law upstairs. So one of the questions is early in the Lamids. So one of the questions that Rashag asked the Rebbe was about this level of nun alpha yevlis, about the 50,000 yevils. So yesterday, Rebbe, the Gashmi, it's Ruchnius. The Rebbe says it's Ruchnius. This Nun Alpha, like it says here, it's Ruchnius.
Do they share their Amud with somebody?
No, everybody has their own Amud.
I heard.
Do you expect two Jews to get along? Do you think Gan Eden they're going to get along?
I heard something about the Rebbe.
I don't know. He said he won't be able to. The Alter Rebbe said to some, he won't find my door in Gan Eden. He won't know where my door is in Gan Eden. Yeah, but there's a spiritual level of Nun Alfi Yefis. All these levels, higher Gan Eden, lower Gan Eden, infinite, this is all Ziv Hashchina. This is all only Gan Eden. But in the essence of Hashem, no man can possibly grasp Hashem at all. And the Malachim themselves scream, Kaddish, 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 and Hashem is removed from the world. Because of this, they find him come Barash God with a loud noise because they say, I am Mekem Kvede, that he can't even know where the glory of Hashem is. Right? I, the Malachim, have the glory of Hashem. We're talking about the essence of Hashem. So he says like this. Normally in Gan Eden, you don't have this level of the essence of Hashem. But the mitzvah atam chinas eranesh shemitzah nimshech haziv. In other words, mitzvahs are the source of the ziv. Which means mitzvahs are much higher. V'imok eraziv sheinikra evarim demalka. They're called the limbs of Hashem, which is a vardim v'kelim. It's not mitzvahs. There's an expression in the Chassidus that Rebbe Rashab says, "Kol mitzvahs misyachsim elo atzmas." All mitzvahs are connected to the atzmas. That means mitzvahs is not the ziv hashchina. Mitzvahs are the essence of the shchina. L'chein b'chol mitzvahs k'siv lifnei Hashem mamish. Therefore, by mitzvahs it says, like by korbanos or other mitzvahs, lifnei Hashem, meaning, like it says, Asher aneichi mitzavcha hayayim. Where the mitzvahs come from? From the level of aneichi, the essence of Hashem, not the ray of Hashem. Shebechin is hayayim laseisim. Aneichi mamish watz musim umis mamish. Is the essence, mitzavcha is what's commanding. So he says like this, what is he bringing out in the Maimer? Okay, that in order for a Jew to connect to Hashem, they need mitzvahs. And in order to have mitzvahs, you need to have besimcha. Because only with simcha do you break the barriers. So he says, what's the simcha? So he's explaining. You have infinite levels of Gan Eden. You can't imagine how great Gan Eden is. And yet, it's only a ray of the Shekhinah. It's only the work of Hashem's hands, but that's not the essence of Hashem. Mitzvah is the essence of Hashem. And he says, the simcha of doing mitzvah should be gedela. Lelekim hu mamish Hashem. Erin tzal baruch ha-melubish. B'yasis seiz mirav kol. Meaning, better than all gashmis, better than all ruchnis, mitzvahs touch the essence of Hashem, infinitely greater than Gan Eden, which is only the ray of Hashem.
That's Torah learning, you said, Rabbi.
No, now Rabbi is speaking about mitzvahs, but he includes Torah. Here he's speaking Torah and mitzvahs together.
Rabbi, did you say in order to connect to Hashem, you have to do mitzvah?
Yeah.
So there are 622 ways
connected. 613 biblical and 7 rabbinic ways to connect to Hashem. And each path, no other mitzvah has. That means there's two aspects to mitzvahs. Like the Rebbe said many times, when you do a mitzvah, the bracha, asher kitshanu b'mitzvayse v'tzivanu, is equal by all mitzvahs. God commanded, sanctified and command. That's by all mitzvahs. Then you have l'niach tefillin, l'sati batzitzis, l'adiknet, I mean, whatever. Then you have the various different details of the mitzvah. One second. So there's two aspects of a mitzvah. There's one aspect of a mitzvah that every mitzvah has its own unique limb. Just like no two limbs are the same in the body. Okay, even right leg, right, left leg is different. Right hand, left hand, they're different limbs. One has nothing to do with the next, really. So by Elokus, you have in each limb, each mitzvah is a limb that chayas of Hashem comes down. But there is an aspect that all mitzvahs are connected. And that's why Chassidus explains why ha'esik b'mitzvah potter min ha'mitzvah. The Gemara says if one does a mitzvah, he's potter from doing another mitzvah at the same time. Right? Why? L'cheira, this mitzvah doesn't have this mitzvah. How can you, if I'm putting on tefillin, whatever, say I'm doing, the Gemara says I'm watching somebody lost article, while I'm working on it, I don't have to give tzedakah to a poor man. Yeah? L'cheira, one is Shemar Aveda. One is watching a lost article, one is tzedakah. What does one thing have to do with the next? So the answer is, Chassidus explained, because there is an element that every mitzvah is composed of each other. But still, why did Hashem give us 613 mitzvahs? Why didn't he give us 10, 15, 20, 18? I mean, well, the 613. The answer is because there's 613 different ways to connect. 248 positive, 365 negative. So by the way, the main connection is positive mitzvahs. So why did Hashem give us 248 mitzvahs? Because negative mitzvahs is not to break away from Hashem. Why did Hashem give us? Because there's 248 different limbs in the person, in mitzvahs, in Hashem, that each one has a uniqueness, the other one doesn't have. The halachic answer? No, the halachic answer is because if you're dependent on somebody else, the person might not accept it. For instance, the Rashba asked the famous question, why is there no bracha on tzedakah? You give a poor man a coin, you should say, or a penny in the first minion, asher kedushan mitzvah is for an elite in tzedakah. So the answer is, the Rashba answer, it's not what Chassidus says. I mean, Chassidus answer. The Rashba says, because any mitzvah, because you're going to make, you have to do a mitzvah, bracha before you do the mitzvah, yeah? You're going to say, and the poor man will see it's a penny, a rusty penny, he won't take it. So then you made a bracha in vain. So the Rashba holds, and this is the accepted opinion that Halacha brings down, that any mitzvah connected to somebody else, you can't make a bracha. So therefore, Bein Adam L'Chaveray, therefore there's no mitzvah on Bikur Chaylem, and it's all part of the mitzvah after Recha Kamecha. If I'm doing somebody a favor, why don't they make the bracha? It's Avitz Yisrael, right? I should make that. I don't know what the bracha would be. The answer is, because maybe the guy won't accept the favor, and then you didn't do it. And if you didn't do it, you didn't get a mitzvah, so it would be bracha l'vatol. I told you, because if a poor man comes to you for tzedakah, and you're going to have to make a bracha, you're going to want to go to the mikveh first and put on your gartel and hat and jacket and make sure this. And by that time, he's dropped dead. So the answer is, when it comes to mitzvahs, not there's a chassidish answer. Not only Chabad, it's a chassidish answer, universal chassidish answer. When it comes to mitzvahs like tzedakah, there's no time for bracha. Just give the guy the money and be quiet. No, really, that's the... What?
We understand that Hashem is everywhere.
Correct.
So if I'm sitting in my car doing nothing and closing my eyes,
don't drive then.
I am connecting to Hashem. We cannot say.
How are you connecting to Hashem?
Because Hashem is everywhere.
You were revealing Him or not? We discussed this yesterday.
I know, but I don't. 613 ways. Okay.
248 ways to connect.
Yeah. What if the person doesn't know how to connect, doesn't know how to mitzvah? You tell me Hashem is not there for him?
There are people in this world. You know, you ever bump into guys in his 60s and then you would just tell him, you know, he's Jewish. He never knew he was Jewish, yeah? There are people that are born and die Jewish and they never knew they were Jewish.
Okay, but they are connected to Hashem.
Yeah, they have a mission in life that Hashem sent down their neshama. It might be to do a favor to somebody. We don't know.
But we can't say he's not connected to Hashem because he doesn't do mitzvah.
Officially, you don't do mitzvahs, you're not connected. Maybe this person's neshama needed one mitzvah to do, and that mitzvah is to help somebody. Correct, but we're talking about, you can't say I'm a Jew at heart and therefore I don't have to do mitzvahs. A cardiac Jew. You can't be a cardiac Jew because it's too much pressure in the heart. You get a heart attack, God forbid. You have to do actions. Can you imagine a husband tells his wife, I love you very, very much in my heart, and that's it. No helping, no buying, get you nothing, nothing, nothing. Ah, but I love you in my heart. I mean, it doesn't work.
I get by doing that.
You get by doing that?
You should make a shekhinah every time you see
him.
He has mercy on you. That's what.
I would say something, but it's on tape. I'm dying. Such a scafia. I'm going to go straight to Gan Eden for breaking the evil now. Anyway. Okay. And therefore, he says, to finish the paragraph, Aino Bechin is called the Acha B'Shmai V'Aria, Kamar Merzal, Yofa Shach of Tshuva Meisim Teva. 1 second, the Tshuva and Teira Mitzvah basically in this world is better than the whole Olam Haba. Why? Because Olam Haba is only a ray of the Shechina. And you do a mitzvah down here, you have the essence of Hashem. So he says, if you think about it, that has to cause tremendous simcha doing a mitzvah. Vinei. Next paragraph. Li Yizgi Li Simcha Zu. Of Adam, who reveals this level of simcha in the person? That's the level of Aaron Akoyin. That's the level of Aaron Shumad the Kasanatus. He lights the candles, Lies Bechinus Eda Visimcha, to have Eda and Simcha. Why? What's that connected to Aaron? Ki Aaron is Shivareim and Mephanis and Mamshech and Machos and Shamit Yisrael, Mamaila Meretz al Baruch. Like we learned by Meshe Rabbeinu, the Shiva Royim, the seven shepherds, each one feeds, like a shepherd feeds. So Meshe Rabbeinu is called Raya Mehem. He's a shepherd of belief. He feeds belief. Aaron HaKohen is the level, like he says, the level of Eid of Simcha. He says, now, Shiva Reim, the Adonai Reim, Mefanus, and Mamshe Chulchonish Yisrael. What's Aaron feeding us, so to speak? The level of Eir of Simcha. Eir and Simcha. Meshe Rabbeinu is feeding us Amuna. Adonai Kohen is feeding us Eir and Simcha. There's two levels in the pasuk when it speaks about Aaron. One is Yarech Esaneres. One is setting up the candles, and the second one of Aleis Aaron Esaneres. That means the pasuk says two. What? Lighting it. So there's putting it, fixing them, so to speak, putting them in and so on. And then there's, so he says Yarech Eliyes Aruch Oshmor Belev. What does it mean in Aveda? It's established within the person. When he remembers about Hashem, when from the depth of his heart, says as much as he can handle. And that's, so in other words, Yadach Eisei is to establish the level of Simcha in him. And then, and then there's a second level of elevating the neshama. Meaning, setting the licht is bringing Hashem down. You're getting it ready for Hashem to come down. And then the kindling is the elevation of it, elevating the neshama to Hashem. What? Yeah, Aliyah. Nafshi says more than even the nefesh could handle. That's the level of bleak vul. Hamizgalib Krishma, which reveals itself in Krishma. Ulakiyama Krishma for the existence of Shema B'chol Meidecha. Tiknu Psuka de Zimra Lefanel. They made Psuka de Zimra. The Esreim Meis Kel Begrain to exalt Hashem with their throats. And a double-edged sword in their hands, meaning shasleisa shas kurva. The Zohar says the time of davening is a time of battle. That's the avoda of what says ashelokachti miyado emeri. Yaakov Avinu was telling Yosef ashelokachti miyado emeri that I took from the emeri simply becharbi ubekashti. Okay, so Chassidus explains, Ha'emeri is the same letters as Ramai, liar. Yetzahara is the... lying, evil. How do you conquer, Asher lokachti miyad ha'emeri, how do you conquer the Yetzahara? To bechar b'yubakashi, with my sword, and my bow and arrow, which means a fight, it's a war. Right? It's not Cherev Shel Sholem, we're talking about... The difference we learned many times, Torah is part of a Sholem Nafshi. Torah is, you're not fighting directly with the Nefesh HaBamis. Torah is, you bring down Hashem's wisdom into your head, and that automatically makes you greater, that automatically the Yetzirah falls away. It doesn't start up with you. Like the Gemara says, in Kedusha, in Pogabach Menuvel Zeh, is this despicable? Moshchei le beis medrash, schlep him to the yeshiva, schlep him to the beis medrash, to go learn Torah with him. Tefillah, on the other hand, is direct combat with the nefesh HaBamis. Like we know, it's the aveda le korbanos. You have to burn the, you have to make sure there's no blemish, and you have to make sure, all the whole aveda that I've explained in the Basi Laganis. So, what it means is, the person's aveda is with a sword. Now, you can have two levels. This week is Super Bowl, right? So Sunday is Super Bowl. Yeah. So we always mention about the Super Bowl.
How do you know about it?
The question is, I was born in America. How do you know about it? That's the question. It's more probable for me to know about it than you. Anyway, let's go. Right.
That's true.
So there's, in foot, what's the difference between Charbi and Kashti? Cherev is, I can't fight you from two sides of the room. Charbi, you have to be next to each other. Kashti is you fight from the distance, right? So in football, you have the running game and the passing game. The running game is direct charbi. That's you fight, mamish pushing. You're directly fighting the guy. And kashti is the throwing game, which is, each one has its mile and a disadvantage. So, Chaybi Bekashti, Chassidus explained what the Alter Rebbe is saying over here. That's actually a battle that a person has to fight the double-edged sword. That's Chaybi Bekashti.
That's a tzaddikim.
No, everybody when they daven. The Zohar says, Shlas Tzleisa, Shas Korva. The time of davening, the time of battle, Lasis Achon, Rabbi Nefesh, Adam Tchila. To make the preparation by the person, Lahab, Bekeyach Nafshi, Alameinu Makvim, Mibayisim Chutz, that the Nefesh should overcome all the troublemakers, all the blockages. Zel Me'erev Ad Beike, Kibirei Shech HaSheikh of Ahodin Nehera. First, there's darkness and then light. And this, because Alter Rebbe asked the question at the beginning of the Maimed. One, at the beginning of the Pasuk says Tomid, and then it says Me'erev Ad Beike. Okay, so we discussed this Monday night by the class also in a different way. But here the Alter Rebbe is explaining that Erev and Beike, the Rebbe Tata Tzav explains it another way. But Erev and Beike means, Erev is when things are dark, meaning when you're fighting, you have to fight evil. And then Beiker is when it comes light. So the Alter Rebbe says, the Beiker is the from the Avod of Erev, fighting the Nefesh HaBamis, that's when you have Beiker, that's when you have Or. That's when you have light. And that was the Avod of Aaron HaKain, to be Mamshech Simcha and Eira into the Neshamas. That was, he was Rai Mehem, not Rai Mehem, the Rai of Simcha and Eira, like the Alter Rebbe says, different than Meisher Rabbeinu, and his Aveda was to bring down the Simcha into the Neshamas, getting in the Menorah. Huh?
He was fighting with the Malach, this is Malach. He was fighting in...
Enoch and Ami, Yaakov Avinu fought the Malach, no? Yeah. Because Yaakov Avinu, Yaakov, the level of Yaakov is okay, heel. Okay? That's fight, when you have the heel, you're fighting, you're on the ground fighting. Yisrael's Li Rosh, that's the level of, it's not the direct fight, it's an indirect fight. Correct. The Alter Rebbe says in Tanya Perek Chavov, the two people fighting, one could be stronger than the next, but if one has enthusiasm and excitement, he'll win even though he's weaker. So Simcha, the Alter Rebbe explains in Perek Chavov and An, in Tanya, why Simcha is so vital in fighting Nefesh HaBamis, because when you have Simcha, then you're enthusiastic about it. You much, you don't, even if you're not stronger, you overcome the difficulty.
You cannot make fake Simcha. Simcha must come from Shammai.
Simcha, no. Simcha comes from us. Simcha is not getting drunk. I mentioned this one. Simcha is not getting drunk and acting like an idiot. Simcha is an internal understanding of what it's all about. Simcha comes from within to out.
Simcha is to realize he's in charge and he's the one.
In Kedusha, Simcha, yeah.
That's a Simcha.
Correct. Simcha means that when I do a mitzvah, I connect to the essence of Hashem, and therefore it's worth any difficulty that is involves in doing it.
But there is a Simcha comes from out to within, dancing.
I understand.
Singing,
but that dancing is an out, the outward emotion of what's really going on inside you.
Yeah. Oh, sometimes
sometimes if you're depressed, start dancing and then you'll come to Simcha. Yeah. But that's not the way it works normally. Normally it comes from inside and then it manifests itself in dancing. What?
Going back to connection. Why only 248? When I'm not eating pork, I'm revealing it.
No, you're not.
The only reason I'm not eating
the pork, only way you reveal somebody is by positively doing something.
I am revealing.
No, you're not. If you'd eat pork, you'd covering.
He told me not to eat pork, and I'm following his direction.
And you're sitting on a plane.
In order to reveal something, is it active or passive? To reveal something.
Is there an active and passive for Hashem?
Yeah. Active is positive mitzvahs, passive is negative mitzvahs. No, you don't.
You get
a schar.
Huh?
That's only when do you get schar? The Gemara says, if you sit and you didn't do an aveda, neisim mitzchah, you get reward as if you did a mitzvah. Yeah, but what the Gemara means, and the Mefarshim say this, it doesn't mean, okay, so I sleep 7 hours, 8 hours a night. So 8 hours and getting mitzvahs. Come on, do me a favor. It means if I have a strong desire to eat treif, and I don't, so that, because that's active. Right now, I'm actively fighting my yetzer hara, not, so that's active. So, and it's therefore, that, but even then, there's no bracha. Because the concept, we've learned, mitzvah sasei is to bring kedusha down. Loi says that's why there's no bracha. You can't say in a negative kemashia, because there is no kedusha coming down. It's only that if I, God forbid, eat treif, I'm strengthening evil. And if I'm strengthening evil, alukus becomes weaker.
Right.
But that's the. But it's not that I'm bringing down more alukus.
So because I'm not strengthening the evil, I am revealing him more.
No, you're just not covering him. And the more you don't do it, the weaker evil gets. In other words, the power of evil in the world is by us nurturing it, by us feeding it. If you don't feed it, and it's only from Hashem external, you know, chitzenius, so then it gets weaker. What gives evil the power in the world is not coming from Elokus. As far as Elokus is concerned, it's only there for good. For good to be good, you need bad. You need, in order for good to be good, you need the ability to do bad. If you can't do bad and you do good, it's worthless.
This is the reason they say Torah is to teach way of life.
But how come they don't make Shekhinah like under the